he was also the god of the hunt. He wept when he was happy and laughed when he was sad. He experienced cold as heat and heat as cold. Okay, that's a very short tale about Heoka, god of thunder, which evidently was part of the Sioux, you know, the Sioux lore. Okay. Yeah, the Sioux up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota. Yeah. And further on, too, in other states. There weren't states at that time. All right. Now we have 8:59. I'm going to call it quits here. I wanted to read about the Hydra, but it's more important that we get into sports. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed the show. This is KDVS 90.3 FM. I'm Sage Rush. So long.
Goodness. Hello, happy October, cool cats and kittens. I am DJ Squidward. You are tuned into 90.3 KDVS Davis, and this is Title IX Arena. I hope you enjoyed our last show. That was a really nice storytelling show. I love that show so much. But right now, we are going to talk about some women's sports, but before I do that, the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Over the week, I had something fun written in my notes. I got to talk about something fun. Went to a KDVS show over the weekend. That was pretty fun. My right ear drum will never forget that day, unfortunately. But it was some pretty good music, pretty great music, actually. And then, you know, just chilled on Sunday. Did a little bit of grocery shopping. Went to the farmer's market on Saturday. It's always fun. And what? I know I can't really talk about men's sports on here, but the Mets are in the playoffs, or at least in the wild card, and that starts today. That was a very high-stakes weekend. But nevertheless, let's start talking about women's sports, shall we? Over this, like a couple weeks ago, the PWHL kind of started teasing that the cities would actually get like mascots and names for their teams. And they were released, like, and I think they have to do with like the city's history and stuff. But I think I'm going to rank them from my least favorite to my favorite. And yeah, let's start off with the Ottawa Charge. So, I guess they have the Senators. I guess Senators do kind of charge. Well, at least the mascot of the Ottawa Senators is, like, a guy with, like, a helmet on. Looks like he's going to war, going to fight. But, you know, I don't really like, sports teams with the, like, verb names or, like, yeah, I don't like sports teams that are named after verbs. Not my favorite name. And then we got the Minnesota Frost. They had the Minnesota Wild there, so I think they could have gone with something a little bit more creative than the Frost. But that's just my opinion. I don't make the name, so. And I guess it's a kind of like a, I think it's kind of like a scapegoat. It's cold in Minnesota, so what do you, like, of course it's going to be cold. And you're playing ice hockey, so whatever. Then we got the Toronto Scepters. I really like when a city goes with like one main theme. And the Toronto has the maple leaves. I just don't think, you got the Raptors, the maple leaves, the Blue Jays. They don't really go together. And the Scepters is another thing that doesn't really go with it, but it's like kind of royalty. And you know, it's, that's kind of cool, I think. But then we have after that, excuse my French, we got the Montreal Victoire. I do like this one because it is in French, and Montreal is a French-speaking part of Canada. So I like that they incorporated the French into that name. I'm going to be biased, and New York is going to be my favorite, but then we have the Boston Fleet. Boston's a port city, got all the boats coming in, got all the planes coming in. So, yeah, sure, you can name them the Fleet. And then finally we have the New York Sirens. Named after this because of, like, the, not, like, the noise, the siren, even though that's, like, all you hear when you're in New York City. But they're named after, like, the mythical creature, the siren, that, like, sailors heard music coming, and then they lured them in, and then they ended up putting them in, like, a whirlpool and, like, killing them. But what I like about the Sirens and the New York WHL team is that they also adopted seafoam green, or like some sort of shade of green, as their like team color. And if you don't know this, all of the New York like major women's sports teams in New York area, so the Gotham, the Liberty, and then the Sirens now, they all have some sort of shade of like teal, seafoam green, bluish green, light bluish green. They're not all the same color, which is a lot of people don't like that they're all not all the same color. They're like different, like very slightly, they're all different shades of green. But they still incorporated that, and I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, also Toronto already sold out their season tickets. I think they were selling 8,000 tickets, and they had to move to a bigger stadium in order to accommodate the mass amount of people that bought season tickets. It's crazy that it's only in its second season, this league, and people are already, like, trying to scope out how to watch, like how to watch these teams, and they're already going to, like, support their community. I love when the community really bonds together for a sport, like, a sports team. It's great. I love it. But since it's not winter, that's, like, the end of the PWHL, like, news. But I haven't talked about them in a while. So good for them. But now we go on to the WNBA, which has been in their playoffs era, I guess you could say. The Sun eliminated the Fever. The Liberty eliminated... Who do they play? The Liberty eliminated... They... let me check this. How do I not remember this? I know Aces eliminated the Storm. The Lynx eliminated the Mercury. And then the New York Liberty. Let me search this up real quick. They eliminated the... Oh, what are they? Oh, the Atlanta Dream. That's why, because they were in eighth. And there were, all of those games were sweeps, I believe. They're all just... There are three games in the elimination series, and but all teams that made it towards the second round, they all won two out of three of their games. And now we have the Liberties versus Aces, and then the Sun versus the Lynx. They played over the weekend, and the Liberties beat the Aces, and then the Sun narrowly beat the Lynx. And that's good for me because I'm a Liberty fan, and I don't think we beat the Lynx at all during the regular season. I think we only beat the Sun once, though, but whatever. but it's a kind of a rematch. The Liberty versus Aces games, that's a rematch of last year's final game, a final series game. And they play again today, both teams, like all four teams, they all play today. Okay, so it's a 5-game series at most. So all the Liberty needs to do, there are a couple scenarios. They have to win. They can either win the next 2 games, and then they're in the final. They just need to win at most, like, at least 3 games. So this could go all the way to game 5, which would spill into next week. Same with the Sun and the Lynx. The Sun and the Lynx, I think, these are very great matchups, I think. They're very entertaining, at least. The Lynx has been a very standout team this season. Of course, beating the Liberty multiple times, and the Liberty were the number one seed this season. And the Sun has been very entertaining as well. Dejounay Kerrigton has been a very great player this season and has won Most Improved Player. Speaking of winning awards, Asia Wilson was unanimously voted for the Most Valuable Player this season. And good for her, because she was putting almost 30 points a game this season. So it was very well deserved. And then, of course, Caitlin Clark got Rookie of the Year. A lot of the rookies this season, I think it was always going to go to Caitlin Clark, but a lot of the rookies this season got injured. We got Cameron Brink tearing her ACL. And then you also had Angel Reese hurting her wrist and then not being able to play for the rest of the season. She had to get surgery on her wrist to fix that. Caitlin Clark had a pretty good season. A lot of people were very happy about that outcome. But speaking of Cameron Brink, she got engaged over the weekend in Paris. So congratulations to her. And speaking more about the WNBA, there is a new team coming to Oregon. I guess this is going to go along with the, in 2026, they're expanding to Oregon. Next year, we have a team coming to the Bay, the Golden State Valkyries, I believe that's what they're called, purple team. And I think the new expansion teams are going to bring up new rivalries within the league. And that's a good thing for people that want to watch, want to see a rivalry. And I think local rivalries are the best rivalries instead of people against people. So you got Seattle is going to become a Pacific Northwest rival against Oregon. And the Valkyries will be a rival with the Los Angeles Sparks. So that's going to be pretty cool. Next season, I don't know how next season is going to look playoff-wise, since there are going to be 15 teams, and that's not an equal amount of teams. But we'll see what happens. Okay, great. So that was 11 minutes, 12 minutes. So I'm going to take just a little 40-second break, and I'm going to play you something that you should hear, and I will be right back.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Okay, I'm back. I am back. Okay, I'm back. So now we're talking about my favorite women's sports, and my favorite women's sport, and that is soccer or football for you non-Americans. So let's start with domestically, and let's start with the NWSL. Right now, I mean, last week nothing really interesting happened. The first four teams on the table, which are the Pride, the Spirit, Gotham, and Kansas City, they're still in the same order as they were a week prior. The Orlando Pride are still unbeaten, and maybe they could go through an invincible season, and we will be the first invincible season in the NWSL. Granted, the league is only like 12 years old, but still, that's very, very fun to see. And it could be like the first invincible since. I think Barcelona might have lost a game last season, so it's been a while since a women's league had an invincible team, I believe. But yeah, that'll be a bit of history to watch. The Spirit are still in second. They beat Houston over the weekend. Trinity Rodman was not playing because she had a back injury in the game prior to this. In the game where I think they lost. I forget who they lost to, though. And then Gotham and Kansas City played each other over the weekend in Kansas City, and they drew 1-1. Kansas City actually scored both goals. First one was an own goal. And then, of course, Temwa Chwenga is on her 16 goal scoring streak, and she has scored in every game for the past couple weeks. A couple is an understatement. It's been like 10 weeks. Let me just fact check myself. Temwa Chwenga, a scoring streak. 17th regular season goal streak. Yeah, so she's in a 17th goal streak. In 23 games. So she's leading the Golden Boot race. And usually in the NWSL, it's Sophia Smith that leads the race. But we got some African players in first and second. That's Temwa Chwenga. And then a little bit further behind is Barbara Banda from the Orlando Pride. And yeah, they've all been scoring. Carson Pickett also scored over the weekend for Orlando Pride. She used to be on the Pride, then she went to Louisville, and now she's back on the Pride. And then she scored her first goal she scored her first goal over the weekend. But the margins between Kansas City and then the next team in fifth place, which is the North Carolina Courage, is a margin of 11 points. So Kansas City has 43 points in the season, but North Carolina has 32. And that's a very wide margin. So wide, in fact, that with 4 weeks left, we only know four teams that are going into the playoffs. And mathematically, every single team could somehow make it to the playoffs. It's very unlikely that Houston and the Utah Royals will make it to the playoffs. Utah's not in last anymore, but Houston is. However, mathematically, if every team does not win, but those two teams win for the next 4 weeks, they will make it to the playoffs. So that's going to be the last 4 weeks are going to be really crazy because everyone is going to be fighting to get to the playoffs, except for the Pride, the Spirit, Gotham, and Kansas City. I guess the Pride is still going to be trying to maintain their unbeaten streak. And the NWSL is a fun league to watch because everyone is in it to win. They're not just going to park the bus if they were like, oh, we could use a tie. Like a tie is good for us. Like they're going to try to win. And yeah, the bottom 10 is going to have to fight for it. But in seventh place, I'm going to mention Portland here for a bit. The Portland Thorns. They're usually a really good team, but they haven't won a game in like 6 weeks. They've tied and like they've gotten points, but they have not won a game. That's very unlike them. They have scoring stars like they got Sophia Smith, they got Christine Sinclair, Olivia Moultrie. They have Sam Coffey who scores every once in a while, but they haven't been doing too well. As long as they like maintain points, they could draw and they can make it to the playoffs. But that's not a very good look for them right now. They're usually a much better team than this. So I hope whatever is going on there, they figure it out. Because they're a very fun team to watch. Whenever the Gotham play them, I'm a little scared. But I want to see them play the Gotham like in August, end of August. Sophia Smith wasn't playing. Sam Coffey wasn't playing. A lot of the Olympians weren't playing since they just got back. But they lost to the Gotham 2-0. They just couldn't seem to hold back the offense of the Gotham. And then also, Anne Katchenberger is one of the best goalies in the league, if not... Well, right now, she might be like one of the best in the world, maybe behind Alyssa Nair. But she's a great goalie, great goalkeeper. I love her. But speaking of the Portland Thorns and Christine Sinclair, after the season ends, Christine Sinclair will be retiring from soccer completely. She retired from international soccer, so from the Canadian national team, a year ago, I believe. And she subtly mentioned, like, a couple days ago that she will be retiring completely. She has the most international goals scored by any player. She's been playing for a very long time. Let me see. How old is she? Christine Sinclair, Canadian soccer player. She is 41 years old. So she's probably been, she's been playing since 2000. So her career is older than I am. And she retired from international soccer last year and is retiring from the Portland Thorns at the end of the season. So whenever the Portland Thorns' season ends, she's going to retire. So it would be nice to see Portland kind of dig deep and just keep playing their butt off and just, like, trying to win games to keep her playing. Kind of like Diana Taurasi in her last couple games. But then also, I think the commissioner of the NWSL, this is a kind of a rumor I heard, but she was like, oh, I kind of want to expand to 30 teams. And I always just like think, this is not in my notes, this is just kind of a logistical thing that I heard. A lot of players are already kind of against all the tournaments that they have to play. It's nice to play international tournaments. Like right now, Gotham is in Jamaica. They're going to play Fraser's Whip. I think they're playing tomorrow. They're playing Fraser's Whip tomorrow in the CONCACAF, like, kind of their Champions League, sort of. It's like, their first season doing it. And then San Diego's in Canada playing the Vancouver Whitecaps women's team. But the addition of 30 teams would have to probably be just like... kind of like baseball, where it's divided into like an Eastern and Western conference. And I don't think there could be cross conference play, at least not very frequently, because of the load of soccer that these women will be playing. A lot of players are sustaining ACL injuries, hamstring injuries, other injuries that like cause major damage to their body in the long run. Like Kelly O'Hara was talking, she was on a podcast called The Woman's Game. Well, yes, The Woman's Game. She was on Friendlies with Sam Uys and was talking about, like, after I, like, retire, I would like to go on a walk without being in extreme pain. And Sam Uys was like, yeah, I want to, like, walk my dog without being in extreme pain. Might need a knee replacement at one point, which is crazy because these are, like, outstanding athletes. It's kind of hard to think that they're going to need a bunch of surgeries that you wouldn't imagine these people getting until they're in their older years. I don't think a 30-game season is a little insane. Yeah, a 30-game season is very, very taxing on the body. But I do think it could be possible if it's just within the conferences and then they divide conferences and then come together at the end during the Cup final, but that's just my opinion. And to get away from the NWSL and domestic play, let's talk about the WSL. by Crystal Palace. We'll see you in 2026. They have not won a game yet, and it's only been two games in, but I don't think they're going to be winning many games this season. They're already in a relegation battle, and it's already the second game of the season. Chelsea beat Crystal Palace 7-0 over the weekend, and we had a goal from Lucy Bronze, the defender who used to play at Barcelona and Man City and plays for the Lionesses. I love Lucy Bronze, but when Sam Kerr comes back and those two are on the same team passing the ball to each other, it's going to be very entertaining. But as an Arsenal fan, I don't think I could handle that very much. But Arsenal beat Leicester 1-0. Leicester is a lot. Their women's team is a lot better than their men's counterpart, so they've been in the league for a while. I don't think there will be a relegation battle with them. But we had a goal from Frida Manum. Alessia Russo has not really been in form lately, hasn't been scoring as many goals as we'd like her to, but, you know, she'll come along. But Kyra Cooney-Kraus has been a terrific midfielder and is very much in form. Caitlin Ford has been very good, and then Frida Manum, of course, Norwegian, has been very good as well. Man City beat Brighton 1-0 over the weekend with a goal from Jess Park. Brighton has been, like, building up their team. Surprisingly, they haven't really... Well, they won one game, but 1-0 to Man City is actually not that big of a defeat. And then Manchester United beat Everton 1-0 with a goal from Grace Clinton. Like the men's team, Everton's women's team is not the greatest. But over the weekend, Jill Roord came back from her ACL injury. She came in like the 81st minute, replacing Viviana Miedema, who plays with her on the Netherlands national team. And that was great. It was devastating to see her tear her ACL. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. There's a lot of pollen outside. Excuse me. Okay, cool. I just coughed a little bit. But yeah, there's a lot of, it was devastating to see her come out of the season so early last year. But she's back, and hopefully she will be back to her form. I mean, not maybe for the Netherlands national team, maybe not for Man City. I still need Arsenal to win and at least make it to the Women's Champions League, which they did play in over the weekend. So I will spend the last couple minutes just talking about all the scores from all over the weekend. And all of these scores are the aggregate scores from the qualifiers to be in the league and to get into the groups. So Arsenal beat BK Hacken 5-1. They scored 4 goals over the weekend. It was a great game. It was very entertaining. Beth Mead had an amazing goal, just kicked it up over her head and then just slotted it in the goal. It was very great to see. Celtic beat Vorskla 3-0, and they are the first Scottish women's team to make it to the Women's Champions League group stages. So good for them. I like watching them play. Real Madrid beat Sporting 5-2. They're always going to be in second in, what is it called? Whatever the Spanish equivalent of La Liga is, for like the women's equivalent of La Liga is. But so that's why they're not already in the group stages, but they're doing pretty decent. Man City beat Paris FC 8-0 in aggregate, which is insane because Paris FC knocked out Arsenal last year, and they also knocked out Wolfsburg. So it's just surprising to see that Paris did not make the group stages, but I guess one of them had to make it, and it wasn't Paris. So, but they're not the only Paris team that didn't make it, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Roma beat Servette 10-3 on aggregate. Roma's a very good team. They've been building up as well. Twente beats Osijek 4-0. Twente is they're in the Eredivisie, which is the Netherlands women's team. And they're like fighting for the top spot. They might actually win the league this year. Them and Ajax, I think, will be in contention to win. Juventus beat PSG 5-2. PSG has a lot of very talented players. But they just did not step up to the plate, and they're out of the Champions League for the first time in a very long time. Hammarby beat Benfica 3-2. Vålerenga beat Anderlecht 5-1. And then Wolfsburg beat Fiorentina 12-0. And in my notes, I have written LOL. And then Galatasaray beat Slavia Praha 4-3. And that's the first Turkish team, I think, also to make it to the Champions League, the Women's Champions League. Hasn't been going on for a while, but it's great that we have the Scots and the Turks in the Champions League this year. And speaking about Wolfsburg, Alex Popp is retiring from the national team after... she retired from the national team. She announced on Instagram that she's done with playing for Germany. It's a pretty good ending. You know, she got third place in the Olympics as a bronze medal. Didn't have a very successful World Cup campaign, but, you know, it's always great to win a medal. So it's nearing the end of my half an hour allotted time. So next up, we have Ride the Musical Waves with Sagebrush. Again, I'm DJ Squidward. This was Tidal Line Arena, and you are listening to 90.3 KDVS Davis. Yay. See you next week.